one of the biggest differences is the choice of words that they use on Ocracoke.
Well, qualms is just sort of like sick in the gut, like your stomach's feeling too good, as far as I understand.
When he's laying on the deck green.
Yeah, it's shoving over the side when you're qualmish.
At one time, with the Elitus, which was the mail boat that would come in, and the mail would come in, they would, everybody would meet down to the dock, and the boat would come in and dock, and the whole crowd knew it, and they knew that this particular time the mail was coming in, and everybody met down there, and they'd, somebody would stand right there, and they'd hold a ladder up, and they'd holler and holler the name on it, Canagasco Slim! And they'd holler at over the village, you know, and over everybody that was out there. And if you weren't there, then somebody would catch you, and they weren't like it is today, you know. If you weren't there, your neighbor catch to you. What a big deal, you know.
And it's funny now, a lot of the older ones and stuff, like I noticed Clinton and different of the older ones and like Chloe and them, like at 1 o'clock, they'll go at the post office and they'll wait and sit there for half an hour for the lady, you know, the postmistress to put the mail in the box.
There's plenty of good short language that comes up out on Ocracoke, I think, for describing things. I think a language is a very useful language. It's easier to talk that way.
Just hiding and finding and running through the bushes and hide somewhere else and hollering, me hawking, they know you're wherever you are, whether you got that name or I don't know.
It's really just another name. It's sort of like hiding safe, except you can choose things. And you just have to run and holler, you know, they got too close, you kept quiet, but when you're way off, you holler me hawky or something, you know, that was. Let them know, you know, where you're, give them some idea, you know, where to chase you at.
We don't know where it comes from, but actually we have this theory. And the theory is that it's the sound of a goose. So you say, me honky, me honky.
Mama, oh, that means when somebody gets you playing and they get hold of you and they're mad at you about something in the game and you try to shake you up a little bit. I want a box with you.
Mom is like to irritate somebody or pick on somebody, yeah. You know? Yeah, give him a noogie.
And the word momic means, well, Ocracoke slang means to torment and aggravate and pick on, and that's what me and my brother was doing.
It was hardship, really. Momic, you get out here in a boat and you get caught in some bad weather. That can beat you to death in a boat. That's it. I can tell you that. You never hear that well. That's what we call being mama.
And dingbatter. All right. Does anybody remember how we got the term dingbatter here, Ben?
It's foreigners and like.
Yeah, foreigners.
The ones you see riding around the road in the middle of the road on a bicycle. The two of them, you'll see this couple. And a whole string of cars behind them. They're right in the middle of the road, right down the middle of the road. That's their thing about
it. They about summed it up. And that's what it is. Somebody who's ignorant don't know any better.
No, they're just ignorant. I don't mean they're dumb. They just don't know any damn better. A real true blood dingbatter, or somebody would see the car track, two car tracks going across the beach, and would go across there in a car and think that he could go where a four-wheel drive would come. That is a real dyed-in-the-wool dingbatter.
The accent.